across Pennsylvania, from large cities like Philadelphia to tiny municipalities like Homestead, just outside Pittsburgh, the public sector lags behind the private sector in using technology to make government work better and faster. Citizens may pay their credit card bills online, but in some towns, people still have to send a check or show up in person to pay a parking ticket. Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhorov reports why this is a problem and why it persists.
When Ian McMeans became Homestead's borough manager 3 years ago, the borough had only one email address, and the secretary printed the messages and hand-delivered them to everyone.
That stopped very shortly thereafter.
Then McMeans built a website. But progress is slow. The borough is still entirely paper-run. McMeans is touring a group of mostly graduate government and administration students from the University of Pittsburgh around the borough. He takes them to the site of a recent fire.
So the fire was in the buildings over here that are sort of taped off. It's a lot worse from the front. It wasn't as bad from the back.
The students are helping Homestead go digital. The fire, which left behind a pile of charred debris, is a reminder of why their project is important.
During the fire, we had to come back and look through our paper records for the properties to see how many of the apartment units were occupied, how many people were living there, who the property owners were, what their contact phone numbers were, so that we could find them.
It took employees about a half hour to thumb through the papers and figure all that out. Meanwhile, firefighters weren't sure how many people to look for in the blaze. It's not just a question of improving emergency services either.
When you're putting technology in the hands of code inspectors or, you know, property assessors, and they can have access to that information and they can update in real time and not have to go back to the office.
That's Adele Ibid, Philadelphia's Chief Innovation Officer, or CIO.
You're clearly increasing the productivity of that workforce.
Larger cities have created innovation offices to improve IT services, as well as develop new ways to make government more mobile and open. In Philadelphia, Ibid is working to move data to the cloud. He consolidated thousands of employees into one email system. There have been some open data initiatives, and the city has set up an innovation lab. In Pittsburgh, Deborah Lamb helped overhaul the city's 311 system and is working on getting more services online.
Traditionally, we were back end and we were very reactive and responsive, like, fix my computer, it is broken. You know, we should be at the front end.
Providing better services is one outcome. The availability of open data is another. There's also the potential to save big money. And for old towns trying to attract young newcomers, an open, easy-to-use government is a must, says McMeans. But McMeans says the hardest part is getting employees excited about change. And Lamb in Pittsburgh says it's not always an easy sell.
It's been a really, I won't lie, challenging at times.
Alan Shark with the Public Technology Institute, a network for local government officials working to improve technology in the public sector, says many governments are behind, even ones with CIOs in place. He says some governments can't find the money to update, while others lack the will. Whatever the reason, he says it will hurt them in the long run.
The amount of information that needs to be stored or digitized continues to grow and will get much worse.
And there's no easy solution for the tedious process of digitizing or other tech upgrades, he says. Governments, especially ones with limited funds, need to get creative. Hence, the students.
Yeah, take it right here.
After Homestead, the next stop is in the neighboring West Homestead Borough, which they're also working with.
Welcome to West Homestead.
Kyle Tobet, the borough manager, leads the students into what was once a break room in the municipal building. File cabinets and stacks of boxes crowd the space.
If there were a way that we could search on a computer, audit, and pull it up without having to bring Public Works in with a ladder, climb Mount Everest and take those down. That would save us a ton of time, therefore saving us a ton of money.
A company recently came out with measuring tape to evaluate the stacks and quoted him nearly $30,000 to digitize the records. That's the price of a police cruiser, says Tovet. So for now, it will be the students helping the borough forge ahead into the 21st century. Irina Zhorov, Keystone Crossroads.